Give a pet a home with thanks to Kilcool Vets, the Vets Pets Pick, celebrating 10 years in business in Kilcool.
Okay, Thursday morning, we do it each and every Thursday here on East Coast FM, a segment we call Give a Pet a Home.
Yes, and this week we're with the lovely Susan in Little Hill Animal Sanctuary. Good morning, Susan. How's it going?
Good morning, Dora. Good morning, Rob.
I know it's a little bit ungodly, but I suppose for the likes of you getting up and caring for animals and looking after animals, the brighter mornings make a little bit of a difference to you as well, do they?
They do indeed. The only thing is the hens need to be left out earlier and earlier.
Of course, I never thought of that. What time would they be waking up at?
Oh, first light, they're out.
Oh, God, so it's not good for you. It's the opposite.
Oh, well, these bright mornings do make a difference.
So. Yeah. And so do you have many? I know we're talking about a cat today, but is there many hens with you at the moment?
We do over the years. I suppose any of the hens that are injured, we would get quite a few that are injured before we get them. And they always, we rehabilitate them, get them vet care, surgery, whatever they need, and they stay with us forever. So, yeah, those... our high dependency units are quite full.
Oh, okay. High dependency hens. Oh, listen.
The hen HDU, yeah.
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 We have an ICU as well,
I might have,
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Wow, incredible. Talk to us about the lovely little cat that we have on our Facebook page today.
Sure. Little Leah, she came, a litter came there just after Christmas, and they were friendly, though they weren't feral, unusually, and all her siblings are now gone to their own homes, and she's waiting by herself.
Oh no.
That's
I know.
Not good.
And listen, is there any particular reason for that? Is it with cats, is it just that people like the look of one more than another or something, or what way does it work?
Sadly, black dogs, cats are harder to have for her. Tabby and white sibling. Well, her black sister was gone, but I think black cats are always harder to win.
Okay, their line's a little bit bad, but you're saying they're harder to rehome, so that's basically the only reason she's still with you, because of her colour.
Does she look evil?
Pardon?
Does she look evil?
No.
Right, because we're all familiar with evil-looking cats, you know? I mean, you're kind of looking going, oh, I don't know if I'm going to walk past you even.
Look at her, Rob.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Aha, uh-huh, Rob. Yeah, come on, she's absolutely beautiful. And so what stage, is she still a very little kitten then?
She's about 5 months
old. 5 months, okay. And she's been with you since January. And she's fully vaccinated and spayed last week and all that sort of stuff, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Worm-free, flea, the works, ready to go. Has a little bag packed.
Oh, you're selling it to us here with your little bag, and she's the only one left and everything. You're doing a good job. Right, well, listen, hopefully someone's going to see her lovely face and get in contact with you. And in the meantime, we'll talk to you again soon. But keep us posted on what's going on in Little Hill, won't you?
I will indeed, and thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Cheers now.
See you later.
All
bye.
The best.
Bye-bye.
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 There you go. That's little Leah on our Facebook page, Freshly Squeezed, with Rob and Laura, who's looking for a home and Give a Pet a Home. And we'll get an update from Little Hill Animal Sanctuary.